Now, one of our challenges, and we thought this was a tough one, was to meet a BBC Radio Kent listener who has met a British Prime Minister. Ladies and gentlemen, once in a while, you get a call, you think, I don't believe this. Turn the radio up nice and loud to hear Dave, who's currently fishing at Minster Lakes. Dave, good afternoon.
Hi, Pat and Steve.
How are you?
Good afternoon.
How are you, Dave? You good? Yeah, how's the fishing?
Yeah, yeah. Fantastic. Really is. I'm practicing for a match and I hope it's as good as this on the day of the match.
Excellent. They're just flinging themselves at you, are they?
They are. They're actually, a couple of these mad things jump out the water at you.
Fantastic. Excellent. Anyway, enough of fish. We want to talk about Prime Ministers, and you've met more than one.
Yes. I spent over 24 years working for the government as a driver and started in the mid-80s. Now, let me just explain to you, Prime Ministers, when they finish, they're entitled to a vehicle and driver, and also some of them have protection. So these weren't standing, because I'm not that old. Right, the first one was Sir Alec Douglas Hume, followed by Ted Heath, Jim Callaghan, Harold Wilson, Lady Thatcher, John Major, Tony Blair, Gordon Brown, and the current one, David Cameron, who at the time, when I drove him, he was leader of the opposition.
Whoa.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen to that. What a roll call.
If that was a hand of cards, Dave just won.
Yes.
And I'll tell you what, some of them have got bad reputations, but to their drivers, no problem.
Yeah.
They were good as gold. Were good as gold.
And once you were that person's driver, was that it? You were the regular driver, so...
Well, yeah, most of these ones, these were reliefs. I mean, there was two or three there where one guy, you know, when I first started, and you got your security clearance and everything, you then became the standby if a guy wanted a day off and things like that. But there was, you know, weekend work and things like that. But most of them do. They had their dedicated drivers. But I'm glad to say that if I was standing in, it was always, hello, Dave, how are you? You know, and you think, this is someone that's got their finger on the button.
Yeah, yeah. Dave, were you taught anything? I mean, you know, what were you taught? How were you taught to react should anything have happened whilst you were driving?
Well, we did our training, in-house training was very good, but we also did courses at Hendon with the Met Police. So there was a group of us that were fully trained anti, you know, we did everything. And most of these times with these people, you were driving armoured vehicles anyway.
Yeah.
So you had to have, I mean, you stop a car that's got another ton of armour plating on it, you know, some of these vehicles were a little bit iffy to start off with, you know, they took some getting used to.
That's what I was going to ask you, yeah, because they must
Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, that's what I was going to ask you. They must have been quite difficult to handle.
It took a bit of getting used to, first of all. I remember we did have one way back, a Ford Granada, and it had an immensely thick windscreen. And the guy that was training me, he said to me, Dave, if it rains, every now and again, blink. And if you had a bit of water on the screen and you put the wipers on, as the wiper went over, you'd get a blink because it did. It threw you until they got the more modern stuff, which is fantastic. You know, I mean, we went to Hendon, as I say, and we went to the gun ranges. And they used to say, we're going to show you what we can do. Now, who is the first person a terrorist would take out?
Yeah.
It's the driver.
It's the driver, yes. Yeah.
Thank you very much, yeah. You know. But, but it was, no, that I must say, the training we had in-house and with the Met, and we used to go back and have refresher courses and things like that. You know, we were very well trained, I must say, and I'm not there anymore, retired since. Still know a few of them, but it's nice to watch the telly, especially when they open that door, because I spent 7 years at number 10.
Yeah.
And we were in the basement, our room. We were the moles.
You
know, we had, and that was it. But as you say, we never had a key either. We'd knock on the door and
they'd let you in. Yeah, that would be fine. Now, you probably won't answer it, but out of all of those prime ministers, did you have a soft spot for any of them?
Lady Thatcher.
Really?
Why?
Yeah, she loved the car service. She, when she became PM, the story goes that they were going to give her a police driver, and she went, no, I'm ha-. And her driver was called Dennis, lovely man. And she said, no, I've had Dennis in the opposition. Dennis has done everything for me and the other drivers. I will not have a police driver. And she was fantastic. Like, I mean, Mr. Major, again, I'm not a bit... you might think I'm biased towards the Tories, but I'm not. But they were. He was another great man. Lovely, lovely man. We used to go to his house for the weekend, take his boxes, and he'd always, you know, you'd always get a cup of tea off of Norma, and he'd chat about cricket and things like that.
Superb.
But, what a life.
You had a pretty much a unique job there, Dave.
I had sort of 25 years that I would do again.
Yeah.
At the drop of a hat, I could, I would go and do it again. No, it was. The hours were terrible, you know. Money was good. You know, it put strain on marriages and relations. Mine, I must say, I got a great wife, and she was, you know, that was it. But it was a very hard job. But it was, no, you know, touch wood, nothing. I was worse when I was working as a bus driver. You know, that was, you know.
What a story. What a life. Fantastic. Dave, very best of luck with the fishing match, and thank you for being part of the programme today.
OK, lads, listen to you always.
Hey, if we ever need a lift, we'll give you a bell.
I'll tell you what, where, what studio are you guys in?
We're in Tunbridge Wells.
I'm going to come and see you guys one day.
You should do. Why not?
Yeah.
You're always welcome.
I've got to. I love it. And James Whale on a Saturday.
Yes.
Love the man.
Brilliant.
All right,
then, Dave.
All right, my dear, go, lads.
Cheers, mate. Take care. Bye.